The problem runs deep. A host of negative words and expressions in English contain the modifier black. They are old and are probably related to a primeval fear of darkness. Nonetheless, the constant equation of black with danger or evil can weary black human beings. Consider black magic, black guard, black-hearted, black economy, and so forth. Some, such as black male, are unavoidable fixtures, but not all. The computer types who are replacing blacklist, a list of email addresses that cannot reach you, with blocklist, are making a small but symbolic effort. The same tech wizards deploying blocklist have proposed new terms for master and slave in computing, whereby one process or device controls another. This seems justifiable too. The hunt for masters has ranged beyond power relationships, however. Harvard has dropped the name House Masters for faculty members who live in student accommodation and have a pastoral role. Some property salesmen are ditching master bedroom in favor of main bedroom. These changes may be inessential, but they are harmless. The harm comes only when sensitivity to offense goes so far that it undermines the assumption of good faith to which people are generally entitled. At a meeting of the Linguistic Society of America in 2018, for instance, Ithamar Frances of the University of Chicago spoke on a panel about diversity in the discipline. He decried formalismo, older scholars' dismissal of new perspectives for being expressed without traditional formality. Many in the audience liked his coinage, but Mr. Frances soon found himself retracting it. A listener had complained that it creates a hostile environment in linguistics for Spanish speakers. More and more academics say they are afraid to discuss controversial issues. That becomes harder still when even those trying to confront racism are vulnerable to a call-out over a triviality. The losers could be those who need frank discussion most. Minority students who should be able to decry the real harms they face in forms large and small. One student at USC wrote on Instagram that the Nager flap is going to be used to gaslight us when we try to voice our actual grievances. An ever-growing list of things you cannot say helps no one. Progress requires more open conversation, not less.